I really love Nintendo games. I like Legend of Zelda a lot. Yeah, that game is insane, man. Let me tell you, Legend of Zelda convinced me that video games are superior to real life. That's what it did for me. I'll tell you why. 5 years I spent at university, and I got a degree in theater. 5 hours I spent in Hyrule, and I had a master sword. That was better. I was like, this is a superior way to live life. I think if we could convince people that they could just simulate the things that they're into, we could solve a lot of problems in this world. That's how you stop terrorism. You know that? That's how you stop terrorism. You tell them you don't need to build a bomb. You need to buy a Grand Theft Auto. Right? Get yourself an Xbox. You can be setting hookers on fire and giggling about it by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You can raise any body count you want. It'll be fantastic. And you don't even have to kill yourself afterwards. You just go to bed, get up tomorrow, and start the murder over again. Like a good deviant. I think The Legend of Zelda has the greatest fictional universe in it. I really believe Hyrule is the greatest fictional universe. If you are an avid shopper, that's my premise. If you're an avid shopper, Hyrule's great. You know why? Everything is available for sale, and there's money under every rock. It's money in the grass. There's money in other people's pots, but they regenerate, so you can break all of them you want. And anything you want to buy is available for sale. Now I'm talking about accoutrements, something like arrows and bombs and cool shields and stuff like that. Your clothes horse in Hyrule, things get a little trickier. People come up to you and be like, hey man, I really like those shoes. Where'd you get those shoes? Okay. So I started out with this mushroom, and I took the mushroom to the guy in the forest, and the guy in the forest gave me this rock, and I took the rock to the guy in the town. The guy in the town carved the rock into a statue. I took the statue to the church, and I took the statue on the idol in the church, and out popped this pair of shoes. So like, okay. That doesn't sound too difficult. Where can I find one of these rocks? I say, hold on, buddy. You asked me where I got these shoes. Okay. That's where I got the shoes I needed to get these shoes. These shoes I found in the lair of a dragon right before I killed him and ate his heart. That's my interpretation of the Legend of Zelda series. I like you. You just clap intermittently. You're just like you want to start an applause break at every second. Keep doing it, man. I love it. That's phenomenal. It's like, I didn't mean to point you out. You sat right up front. You ever notice people are such dicks to people in Hyrule? Like, what assholes they are to Link. The hero of time is trying to save the universe. People are always just shouting at him to run errands for them. It's like, I really got to get to the next palace if I'm going to save the princess and keep darkness from overtaking the land. All right, but can you take this to the guy in the next town for me, please? And be quick about it. I'm trying to save the world here. I have a master sword that I can't use on you.